وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and this is another episode of the program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we're talking about the concept of human being in the Holy Quran. And in previous episode, we talked about how the Holy Quran sees a human being as a being in motion and journey and which needs direction in this journey. And we talked about the elements necessary for the correct direction for this journey, which was faith and righteous deeds. And talking about righteous deeds, we ended up talking about the origins of righteous deeds and, may Allah forbid, the vicious deeds. What motivates people to be good or to act well, and what motivates some other people to act in evil ways. So, in order to understand that fully, we should understand different dimensions of human being. We talked about some of the qualities like patience and other things. But another way to approach this discussion is to discuss about different dimensions of the human being according to the teachings of the Holy Quran. So, we should, inshallah, start the discussion about different dimensions that Quran considers for human being, and by knowing those dimensions we then can locate the origins of good and evil in this complicated and sophisticated creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first step is that according to the verses of the Holy Quran, human being has a dual nature, that the body and the spirit. And as you know, this discussion is long in the history of both philosophy and theology. Philosophers and theologians talked about different ways that the soul or mind and body are interrelated, or which one precedes the other. And there are different theories that we don't want to go to that. But this much is enough for us to know that according to the Holy Quran, there are two dimensions for, at one level, there are two dimensions for the human being. One of them is the body that is created out of dust or dirt of earth. And then another dimension, which is spirit. ثُمَّ سَوَّاهُ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned that shape of human being, that Adam alayhi salam, وَنَفَخَ فِيهِ. Now, this is talking about the second stage, which is the spiritual stage, نَفَخَ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِهِ, from his spirit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed into a human being. This thing, this spirit attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to the ahadith interpreting it, it's not part of the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have a spirit in a way that is composite of mind and body or anything, or that it's like a gas that can, so some part of it can detach from the source of it and comes here. This, they say it's the attribution of honor. For example, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bayti, wa tahhir bayti, in the Holy Quran, addressing Prophet Ibrahim and Ismail, wa tahhir bayti, my house, this is the relationship that this house to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which makes it an honorary title. Also, the ruh that is said in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed from his spirit, according to the hadith that we have, is not
the spirit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense of being part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's more like bayti, which is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in an honorary way. So this was the first thing. The first principle is that there's soul and there's body. We will have a break and we come back to see what other dimensions human beings have.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about different dimensions of human being, and we said according to the Holy Quran, there are two dimensions for a human being, which is mind or soul and body. But the relationship between the two is very complicated. Just to know different theories, and we don't want to delve into them in detail, there are theological opinions and theories that are also in philosophy, they have precedence, that the soul existed before body, and then after the creation of the body, the soul indwells in it, and then for a while they are together in this life, and after that, when the body dies, the soul continues the life. There's another opinion that the soul, individual soul did not have existence before the body. Maybe collective soul was somewhere, but not the individual soul. An individual soul starts its journey from body. And different ways, the interaction between the two, which one precedes others. In the old medicine, we had the four temperaments. When you went to doctor, they would tell you, for example, the problem is not with your diet, the problem is with your mentality. And sometimes in the opposite, like for example, you went to a doctor with a mental issue, they would say that the problem is in your diet. So nowadays they say it in a different way, but the same thing, everything biological is psychological, everything psychological is biological. So these two dimensions, they have interaction and they affect each other. And throughout our journey of reciting the Holy Quran and different effects that are made, our impressions that are made into our soul, we can see some of them come to us through our body. For example, the food that we eat, it has an impression in our soul. It has an effect in our heart. Or, for example, the way we think has effect in the way we act. So both sides, they interact with each other. And it's very important not to have reductionist views. Reductionist views, they say it's only that and nothing else, and it's only that. No, both parts we should take seriously. And there are different verses about نَفَخْتُ فِيهِمْ رُوحِي, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breathed from His spirit to it. But there are also other verses about the sleep and the dreams that we have. One of the interesting things, there are different ways to prove this duality of soul and body in human being. One of them is through the experience of dreams. And inshallah, in the following episode, we talk a little more about this. Also, the verses of Quran talking about this and how this experiment shows us that human soul and human body are two different things. And we can have experiences independently. We can have experiences independent from our bodies, and still we have consciousness and everything. Thank you very much for listening. Keep me in your du'as. Until next episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله.